Welcome back to the Your Intentional Life podcast, episode 65. Today we are talking about meditation. And before you hop off, if you have tried meditation before and it's not worked for you, or you just didn't really see that much of a benefit, give me a second, because I have known about meditation and been hearing about the benefits for about 4 years. And it wasn't until a few things actually clicked for me that I'm going to share in this episode that I actually started doing it daily, and I actually understood how to leverage it in my personal life and in my business. So give me a second if you've tried it before and it hasn't quite worked for you, because this is something that I never really thought about or never really heard presented, but it's really been a game changer for me. So today we're going to talk about why all business owners should meditate daily. Welcome to Your Intentional Life, the show for online course creators and coaches ready to live on their terms. I'm Brittany Bailey, and I'm here to help you get intentional about your marketing and mindset so you can do just that. So far, I've built a thriving six-figure business from the ground up and worked with some of the top internet marketing minds out there. But I'm not done yet, and I have a feeling you aren't either. So let's jump right in and get on with today's episode. Okay, so if you know me, you know that I don't take a really hard stand on a lot of things. I believe that we all need to tweak and adjust and make things work for us in the way that our mind processes things, in the way that we are, our personalities, all the things, right? I believe that we all kind of create these realities. But this is something that I take a hard stance on, that I believe all business owners should meditate daily. And I want to explain why I believe that and kind of take you through some things. Like I mentioned in the intro, I have known about meditation for years. My very, very first project was writing for a psychic, and she was talking about meditation way back then. It was probably 4 or 5 years ago at this point. And I was writing these articles about meditation and about the benefits, but I had never really been able to get into it. I had tried here and there, and I felt fidgety. I felt weird. I didn't really like it. It just kind of like brought some stuff up. Like my mind was just racing. I couldn't focus. And then I felt bad for not being able to focus. And I just didn't really ever had a good experience meditating. And it wasn't until probably now it's been maybe 3 months that I have been doing it nearly daily, not every single day, but nearly daily, at least every weekday, where I've been meditating. And I've seen such dramatic differences that I wanted to come on and talk about it, because it's now I understand, and I understand what was missing. And so if that's been missing for you, I want to help. So when we talk about meditation, like when it's brought up in the just general sense, it's like, oh, it's a great way to get present, get calm, focus inward, you know, kind of these like things that, yes, they're good. And we know, like when we hear them, we know that they're good. But it's hard to attach tangible things to that. You know, it's hard to be like, okay, well, if I'm more present, then I'm going to make X number more in my business. You know, you can't really quantify sometimes the presence, being present. What is that going to do for you? And so when I realized that there are tangible benefits and how to get those, that is what changed the game for me. So first, I started doing meditation because I was in a program, Business by Design, with James Wedmore, and he was talking about, I think it was actually one of our coaching calls. There was something where we did this like meditation, but it was a meditation that I had never done before. Like it was very, very short and intense, and I was able to drop in to the moment, and I got a really, really crystal clear vision of where I wanted my business to go. And I kind of like solved something in that moment. And I was like, whoa, okay, if meditation was like that, then I would be doing that all the time, right? And then I realized that it could be. So the thing about meditation is what it does is it puts you in an observer state of mind. And what that means is, I heard this analogy one time and it's been so helpful, so maybe it'll be helpful for you. But if you picture yourself on a highway and there's cars going all around you, right? On these lanes of highways, of the highway, those cars are our thoughts. And so when we're not in an observer state of mind, we are chasing the different cars and we're hopping in and out of cars on this highway, right? We're just running around on the highway, jumping in and out of cars, chasing different cars, going all around, and we're scattered, right? That's like the normal what's going on in our mind when we're not in an observer. An observer state of mind is climbing up to a hill that looks over the highway and seeing all the cars pass by and witnessing those are thoughts, those are things passing by, but not trying to actively jump into each individual car, not actively trying to chase them down, right? So that's an observer state. And what that does as a business owner is it puts you in a place of looking at your business, looking at the problems in your business, looking at things that you may be facing in your business from a bird's eye view. And as entrepreneurs, you know that that's difficult to do sometimes because when we are working in our business, it's hard to work on our business. It's hard to see above, the level above. It's hard to see where like the big picture is if we're in the day-to-day operations. And a lot of times while we're building teams, we do still have to be in the day-to-day operations. I know sometimes that gets like demonized, you should outsource immediately, but sometimes you can't, or sometimes you're working your way up to that point. So we all have to be in our business, you know, to some degree. We can't get rid of that, but what we can do is give ourselves 10 minutes a day to come out of that and go into an observer state and look at our business from the top, look at our business from the hill and say, okay, I notice that this is happening. I notice that this is happening and I notice that this is happening. And you can use that mindset to solve big picture things in your business, to look at the patterns, right? Because from a hill, you can see, okay, there's a big pattern here. All of these cars are going in this direction, or all these cars are having to do with this one team member, this one thing. You can kind of put yourself out of that day to day and witness patterns that you wouldn't see if you're on the ground chasing these cars, right? So it's so critical that we put ourselves into this observer mindset. And when I realized that, it started to change for me. When I realized that putting myself into that observer mindset was really putting myself into the position of a CEO, was really putting myself into the position of a strategist, then I started to understand the tangible benefits of meditation. I started to understand like there's a very physical reaction that's going to happen from me being able to go from in my business to viewing my business from the bird's eye view. And doing that every single day, I will tell you, has been such a game changer in my business, because now I'm looking at things from the top of this hill and going, okay, down the road, I see this. Okay, I notice that all of this is having to do with this one thing. If I can illuminate this one thing, then my highway is a lot more clear, right? I can just start to do this daily. And it's become like a business practice, not even just this kind of woo thing that's out there. Like, yeah, I meditate. It's like a part of my business plan. The other thing that I've noticed about meditating daily and as it relates to business is that it has dramatically increased my focus. So when you're meditating, especially when you're first kind of starting out, your mind's going to wander as you're starting to meditate, right? So your mind's going to kind of go in different directions and you're going to have to pull it back. And some days are more like that than others. What I've noticed is that act of pulling my mind back into the present moment, because I'm supposed to be meditating for these 10 minutes, as I pull my mind back, that act is something that I find myself doing throughout the day. So if I am writing and Tim comes downstairs and asks me a question and I answer him and then I go back to the writing, I notice that that path feels familiar. And I recently realized it was the same, I don't know if you want to say mental muscle, but the same action as when I am meditating and I'm pulling my mind back to the meditation. And strengthening that muscle, that neural pathway, however you want to think about it, strengthening that has been such an added benefit that I have never really heard talked about. Like in meditation, people talk about staying present, but you don't understand that that means, I didn't understand that that meant I was going to be building my focus on such a strong level. Like, it has really, really improved leaps and bounds, not just, you know, oh yeah, I think I'm a little more focused. It's been something that I can slip into when I'm writing, when I'm, you know, mapping out my email campaign, when I am, whatever it is that I'm doing, I am so in that moment, I am focused and I'm doing this. And if I get distracted, I pull myself back into the moment, and I attribute that quality to increasing my meditation practice. It's been so, so beneficial for me to really get into that routine of like pulling my brain back and saying, okay, refocus, and not attaching any other emotion to it. Like, that's a lot of what, going back to the observer mindset, there's no emotion attached to the cars. Like, if we see a car that's, you know, talking about something about a team member or something about a whatever, like, we don't attach an emotion to it, because that happens when you're on the ground chasing the cars. So when you're up above and you're just observing, you're not attaching emotions to things. And so it's the same when you're focusing and you get distracted. There's no like, oh my gosh, I shouldn't be distracted. Oh my gosh, I'm trying to be a whatever, six-figure, seven-figure business owner, and those business owners don't get distracted. You're not attaching these like labels or meanings to you getting distracted. It's just what happened, and then you put yourself back into that state. So it's kind of like the combination of getting into an observer state, but then also the focus and the muscle that's required to pull yourself back into the moment. Those two things are so powerful together, because you're not attaching labels, you're not attaching meanings, you're just bringing yourself back into the moment. And my productivity has gone up from these two benefits of meditation that I never really heard talked about. I never really understood that this is what I was getting when they said, quote, now I'm more present. It's like, cool, I don't know what that means. This is what that means. I'm able to bring myself back in to the project that I'm working on so much faster and with so much more focus in it. It's really, really been critical for me. So if you know me at all, you know that I hate routines. What I've been doing, though, is I wrote a post about this called The First 40 on Facebook, and I talk about how the first 40 minutes of my day, I meditate and I clean somewhere, right? It doesn't look the same every day, but I will take the trash out, I'll wipe the counters down, I'll whatever, do something in my physical world, and then I'll sit down and I'll meditate. Could be 10 minutes, could be 15 minutes, could be 20 minutes, could be a hypnosis, it could be a guided meditation. I'm gonna in a second talk about the different kinds of meditation, but it could be any kind of meditation, any kind of going within. But those two things combined, I wouldn't even necessarily call it a routine, but it's what I'm doing every single day. It's been so incremental. Like, the change that I've seen in my business, the change that I've seen in my day-to-day has been so incrementally changed, so incrementally up, like an upswing for the time invested. 40 minutes, not that much, right? Especially because you can break it up. And I'm going to talk about that in a second. It doesn't have to be 40 minutes. It could be 20 minutes. It could be 10 minutes, 5 minutes of wiping your dust down and 5 minutes of meditating, whatever. But those two acts, something physical and something mental, has been critical for me going forward. So the kinds of meditation. So like I mentioned, I have, I've done guided meditations. I've done hypnosis. I've done kind of a lot of different things. Like, visualization is kind of a meditation, but it's a little bit different. And so what I would encourage you to do is just try different ones and see what resonates with you. So when we were moving into our new house and we were going through like that whole process, there was a visualization meditation that I was doing on YouTube that I did every single day. It's a 10-minute visualization, and she takes you through like step into the moment. It has a little bit of NLP in it. So it talks about like making it brighter, like what you're wanting, making it brighter, making the noises that you're hearing louder. So she talks a lot about that. So that's like a visualization, but it's a meditation, right? And then Catherine Zenkina, I bought into, I don't even remember how I got it, but I got some bonus from her. And it's a Biz Babe, hypnosis. That's what she calls it. And it basically, if hypnosis is essentially where you bypass your conscious mind and you talk directly to your subconscious. And so she has like subliminal messages in it where it's like, you know, you're powerful, you are, business is easy for you, making money is easy for you. She has like these affirmations that she kind of goes through. And so there's that. And then I have just guided meditations that I will find on YouTube. Aaron Dowdy, I'm going to link his stuff because he has such an extensive library of meditations on YouTube and he's very, very good. So Aaron Dowdy is someone I highly recommend to go through and listen to his guided meditations, but go through and just see what resonates with you. See what you find easy to stick to. And then know that it's going to change. Like I mentioned, when I was in the process of, like, we weren't sure if we were getting the house yet, like, you know, when the offer was still on the table or when things were, you know, kind of progressing, I was using visualization to go through and make those realities. So that was really big for me. Now everything's done. I'm like, okay, I'm moving to more of a guided meditation on, like, I'm working on Black Friday stuff for my business, right? So I'm focused more on outcomes. Like there's other things in my life that I'm focusing on now. So your meditations and what you're doing are going to change based on the season of your life. And so just kind of experiment and see what works for you, what doesn't work for you, what you're feeling drawn to. That's just a really big indicator. If you feel drawn to it, go with that. I've learned that that's my higher self. If I feel like interested or drawn to something, then that's for me. Very simple, right? But super powerful if you actually embrace that. So if you feel drawn to something, if you want to click on something, click on it and see how it goes for you. So that's it. That's my meditation practice. And that's why I believe that all entrepreneurs should have some form of meditation in their daily practice, because it puts you into an observer state. It allows you to step out of your business and it gives you that mental muscle of focus, building up that mental muscle of focus. Those are things that, like I said, I didn't hear before. I didn't know that's what the benefit was. And there's all the other benefits, right? If you just Google benefits of meditation, it'll give you a billion. And those are all great and amazing. But specifically to business, these are the things that I don't see mentioned that are really, really critical and really game changer. So hopefully this is helpful. Let me know if you want to hear more about the meditations that I'm doing. If you want to hear more about the process or anything like that, you can always find me at Brittany Bailey on Instagram, hello@brittanybailey.com. My team will get back to you. I hope you're having a fantastic day whenever you're listening to this, and we'll talk soon. Thanks for hanging out with me on this episode of Your Intentional Life. If you liked what you heard, please leave a review and rating wherever you're listening to this. To learn more about all the ways I can support you in your intentional life, head over to brittanybailey.com.